Mushers are on the rivers heading out of Fairbanks right now as the 45th Iditarod starts in earnest. This is the second time in three races that the restart has been held in Fairbanks. And as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, a lot of the mushers have vivid memories of the 2015 race, so this year they're trying to pack accordingly.
It was chilly in Fairbanks, with overnight lows dipping towards 30 below. But by the time mushers were harnessing dogs and running through checklists, the clear weather was easing towards a balmy 0 degrees. Though not running the race this year, four-time winner Lance Mackey was on hand and says this year's serious winter in the interior may prove a strong factor to contend with.
The wind has been blowing all winter. It snows when least expected. And I think it's going to be, I've said many times, if these people haven't tried their snowshoes on, they're going to be hurting, because I think this is a year that you might need them, even to get off the trail to camp.
Trailbreakers have been adding passing lanes to the early part of the route heading toward Tanana, where the snows have been the heaviest. Long stretches in the first leg of the race will require most mushers to stop between checkpoints, a break to feed and rest the dogs. All around the parking lot that's been converted to a dog yard, mushers are attaching bales of straw to their sleds, some on the baskets. Others, like veteran Pete Kaiser, were piling it into trailers hitched behind the sled.
This just gives a little extra room for some of these long runs between checkpoints where we're going to be stopping on the trail and camping, and requires you to haul a little more gear. So,
what will not be hauled in the trailer this year is dogs. A controversial rule change bars mushers from carrying dogs in trailers, throwing a wrench in many people's strategies from years past, which involved regularly rotating animals through rest to long runs. But many people are experimenting with a workaround, most notably returning champion Dallas Seavey.
And so without being able to carry dogs in trailers, we had to find a way to bridge that gap, so we just made a bigger sled.
Seavey is standing over what looks like the Batmobile of dog sleds. It's almost totally black, and instead of an external frame with a bag suspended from supports, this looks more like a plastic shell. It's about 10% bigger than a regular sled. He had it custom built from Kevlar and carbon fiber and mounted to the runners. Behind where the musher stands is another heavy-duty cube that could hold supplies or dogs. Because according to the rules, as long as it's safe and fixed to the structure of the primary sled, you can use it for animals.
There's many sleds here that have the ability to carry just as many dogs as I do in the same way. They just don't have hard sides. I like the hard sides because it helps protect the dogs, so that, you know, if there's just a piece of fabric between them and the great big world, you know, it's a little less than a carbon fiber and Kevlar. You know, I've got them in a, you know, a little cocoon in there.
Hundreds of people took buses from the Carlson Center to view the event at Pike's Landing. Spectators lined the long chute, clapping as mushers rushed below celebratory arches, down onto the Chena River, and on toward Nome. In Fairbanks, I'm Zechariah Hughes.